Victor on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning.
Good old Tim Allen, man. Michigan boy.
Love the cocaine.
He did. He did.
I guess he was just transporting.
I think he was. God, he had a lot on him, didn't he?
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
Not like your own little private stash, all right? He was delivering it for somebody.
I had no idea Jill loved the coke.
I knew. I knew right away.
I knew that Jonathan Taylor Thomas was a little wired up.
You can't build all those cars not doped up on coke, man. 7:12 today. We got some clouds. We got some snow. We got some rain. Then snow in the afternoon. High of 37 tonight. More lake effect snow. Low of 23. Wednesday cloudy. Some more snow. 1 to 3 inches possible. High of 30. Good Lord, man.
I just had to walk out to my car. Literally shuffled to my car. If the roads are anything like the parking lot is here at the radio station, just don't go out.
No, don't do it.
I mean, it's hard to walk.
We'll go over some closings here in a little bit. You can check out more, WIRX.com, brought to you by Medic One Ambulance and Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters. Right now, though, it is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777, or visit them, pumpthatseptic.com online there. I'm pretty sure when the ancient Hindu gurus invented yoga, they didn't picture it going this way. There is a new unofficial type of yoga called rage yoga, and it involves doing yoga poses while you yell, curse, and drink. Jeez. You know, these hipsters just got to find, just do yoga.
Just do yoga, for
God's
sake.
They had goat yoga for a while. They've done wine yoga.
Yeah.
Now they have rage yoga. The website says it'll help you get, quote, zen as F. As one of the instructors says that even though swearing and cursing feels like the opposite of traditional yoga, it has the same end goal, to, quote, let go of your frustration and rage in a healthy way. Here's actually a clip that I found that involves this rage yoga.
Yoga itself actually means union. So union with yourself. And that's not always just like super calm breathing, practicing like quiet time like a lot of yoga places are.
Yeah.
And people need to like release and let go.
Exhale, kick on that.
It's a great thing to just scream it out.
Get rid of all that tension in your head, your neck, your jaw, everything. Let it f***ing go. Exhale, release all that shit. Let it go.
Rage yoga is a practice that involves breathing, stretching, mudras, yoga postures, and a lot of bad humor. One of the funniest things I think I ever heard was, I told you to do the dishes. We actually take beer.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Isn't yoga supposed to,
you know they stole this, right?
No, what is it from?
So somebody else came out with, it's not yoga, but I think they just put you in a room with a bunch of furniture. And you just you just scream and just destroy the room.
It's almost like people just can't just go to the gym and work out. They can't just go to they got to find some stupid.
He's just trying to be cute, you know, just trying to like fancy things up, trying to be different.
You know, So you do yoga now, right? No. I do rage yoga. So we get together and we scream.
All right, this conversation's over.
And we yell. So it's very therapeutic. I go and I scream, and I have my frustrations. I just let them out.
You know what they should do? They should wail on each other.
Yeah, well, get a boxing bag.
You know?
And punch that.
Yeah.
If you really
want to get some rage out.
Everyone just has got to have some stupid take on everything. Just go to the gym, lift weights.
You know, they love that they do it, too. They just can't wait to tell other friends. I do rage yoga.
So this is this hot new thing. You got to come with me. It's called rage yoga. And then in a year, or not even in 6 months, they're going to find some. You know what? In 6 months, they're going to find ultimate calm yoga where you don't make a sound. No.
Oh, it's so much better than rage.
It's so much better. I thought rage yoga was great. No. This, you don't make a peep. You're in a completely silent room. Okay? Nothing. No, you don't even breathe. You hold your breath until you pass out and then you lay there. That's the new yoga. Morons. hipster douchebag morons. Stop it. Just go to the gym, do some curls and some squats and some bench presses.
Like the rest of us.
Like the rest of people. Ugh. Anyway. I see. I need some rage yoga.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Jesus. If you think guys are the only ones looking to get lucky this Thursday, that's right, Valentine's Day, you're wrong. A new survey asked women what they want to do on Valentine's Day.
Wait, and that's Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, that's Thursday, buddy.
Thanks for the reminder.
The second most popular answer from women what they want on Valentine's Day? A little hanky-panky.
Hanky-panky, huh?
Doing the old horizontal hustle. The old double-backed monster, if you will. The old pop and drop. I don't know. I was trying to think of something.
Pot Johnny Greaser up.
What?
Johnny Greaser, are you going to do the old hanky-panky on Thursday?
Yeah, you going to get a little boning done on Valentine's Day?
I mean, I hope so.
According to a new survey, that's the second most popular thing answered that women, when they ask what they want, is that.
Yeah. So I'm going to have sex for two times this year.
Two times.
That's good.
Nice.
Your birthday on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Number one, 67% of women said they want their Valentine's Day plans to include a romantic dinner.
Okay.
So they want to eat, nice dinner. And then 49 said sex, 47 they want to be intimate, 47 hope to get flowers, 43 want chocolate, and there's a bunch of other stats. But yeah, so all you got to do, fellas, make a nice romantic dinner and then give them the donger.
See, I say dinner, when I say do you want to come over for dinner and a movie, it means sex, and then we're gonna videotape.
We're gonna videotape it, exactly. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Facebook Live.
I think this is good though. I mean, there's a lot of pressure.
How about Snapchat with the little bunny ears?
There you go. A nice filter on there.
You get the hearts coming out.
No, babe, don't worry. It's a filter. They won't recognize you. They won't recognize you. See, you can feed her a steak. And then feed her a steak, if you know what I'm saying.
Somebody say steak.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
So you feed her a steak, Johnny Greaser, and then you feed her a steak. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it flat?
Right.
Did you have some sort of weird accident?
Why do you have grill marks on there? There's grill marks on there. Right. Oh, God. Try to put in a panini press. Warmed it up.
Mine's a T-bone.
A T-bone. Yeah. Mine's that old tube steak. Yeah. All right, well, we ruined it. Thanks a lot, Johnny. This was trying to be a nice, you know, romantic show. Then you come in, you perv. That's your morning dump. The morning.